Hi guys.
Hi guys.
You're welcome to Nkomo Podcast.
Yay.
You're welcome. So Frank, how's your week like?
My week has been very relaxing. Pretty much. Yeah. I'm just excited to be alive.
Okay. Like, what did you do? Stuff like that?
Movies, music, a little bit of work. Nothing.
A little bit of work. Like, anyway. Same here. Mine has been okay. Yeah, I mean, you can't complain, can you?
You can.
Yeah, and also, I was excited about the whole Black Skin album. It's not an album, like a movie.
By Beyonce.
Yeah. And the Already video featuring
King. I mean, the dancehall king, Shatawale.
Dancehall king.
African dancehall king.
To you or to who? To the world?
To the world.
Wale to the world. Anyway, I don't think so anyway. But because I'm not really, I don't know. I'm not a fan of his music genre. Genre. Did I pronounce the word right?
We'll take it like that.
Yeah, but anyway, I was excited about the whole Already video, and I mean, portraying Africa, Ghana, I mean,
on a global scale.
Exactly, I was excited about that, even though a lot of people have been saying that Beyonce has been using that to form clouds. That was another discussion for another day, but yeah, so that's how I felt. I mean, I felt really proud to be a Ghanaian. It's not that I need Beyonce to validate that, I'm always proud that I am a Ghanaian. So yeah, so literally that's how my week has been like, and I mean the happenings around, I mean it's one of the major things that I've been trending. Yeah, so what are we talking about today?
So guys, today we'll be discussing or we'll be talking about anger management. Now, every single person in this world at a point in time would get angry.
Yeah.
You need to know the triggering point and then how to effectively manage your anger.
Yeah, we all get angry. I mean, I get angry, but you know, how do you react when you get angry, Frank?
Well, for me, I just keep quiet. I just leave the setting.
I don't think I've seen you angry before.
I don't really get angry. Okay. Unless like I'm really pushed to the wall, then I just leave.
Oh, wow.
Just leave, go for a stroll, just clear my mind, and then yeah. So for me, I'm not really there. I don't really get angry. So basically, I just go for a stroll, go for a walk, clear my head, and then the anger would just leave by itself.
Yeah.
I mean, for lack of a better word, yeah.
I get it. For me, when I am angry, okay, so that's how it was when I was young. I remember that when I was young, I would throw something to hit you when I'm angry.
Oh, you are that violent type.
It was very bad. So when I got to senior high school, it actually came down for a while. Because in junior high school, I was able to like calm down when I'm angry. The only thing was probably say hurtful things to people, and it was no good. So in senior high school, somebody said something about, it was about sickle cell. You know I have sickle cell, and sometimes some of the words that people say can be very triggering. So when they say some of the things, like, you don't know, like, I didn't know how to react with what she said. She said something that I behave that way because I'm sick or something like that. And then I think I was pomading at the time, so I just threw the pomade to just hit her. So when I chew it, it just hit her. Like,
whoa.
And then, you know, normally after I do that, like, I become so, like, how do I put it? I become very quiet and I shake. Like, my hands would, like, just be shaking because it's like, what did I just do? Like, it would just be a rush of emotions. So then I know I don't want to sound like, I don't want to make it sound like a cliche, but I actually believe in God, and so I prayed about it. I believe in the power of prayer.
Oh, Jesus.
So I prayed about it, like, yeah.
You got healed. I mean, of anger.
I mean, I prayed up. I just spoke to God one day. I have a journal that I write these things in. So I just, like, said that, God, please, I don't like the way I reacted to this person. It doesn't show that I am, like, I mean, I am a Christian.
Sure.
And so I feel like it doesn't, like, it's not nice that I would be throwing things at people when they hurt me. Fine, there are other ways to resolve this.
Yeah.
But then I really felt bad about it, so I prayed about it, and I feel like I've changed in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of self-development going on in my life right now.
Praise the Lord.
And ranks up fully.
Preach on, girl.
And I feel like I have really improved in that regard, because now I don't throw things at people when I'm angry. Now what I am trying to control is stay away from my phone when I'm angry, because sometimes I text like horrible things. Not horrible, horrible. Please don't think like I normally say things I wouldn't have said when, like, I mean, I was not angry at you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that. So yeah, literally, that's like that.
Okay, so for you, you have your way of dealing with anger management.
Yeah.
Now, for most of you guys who do not know what anger management is, it's a psychotherapeutic program for anger prevention and control. It has been described as a deploring anger. It has been described as deploring anger successfully. Now, anger is frequently a result of frustration or feeling of being blocked or thwarted from something. The subject or the person feels is important.
Okay.
Yes. So once that feeling comes in place, you need anger management, the psychotherapeutic program, to prevent or to help you calm your nerves.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So as you outline what you do when you're angry, that was what you said, you go for a walk and stuff like that.
Yeah. Sometimes I listen to music. I can go for a long stroll from my house to, I mean, the next two junctions and just come back. Just
by the time you come back, you're fine?
I'm fine. Oh, and I don't really need to confront the person or the situation that triggered me to get angry. I just become okay.
I see. Yes. Interesting.
So for most of you guys that do not know what to sort of do to help you deal with anger management, we would be outlining some steps for you to follow, and we're hoping it helps you.
Yeah. Because we really want you to like manage your anger well, because anger can push you to do a lot of things.
A lot of hurtful things, yeah.
A lot. So one of the things that I would like to talk about is, I mean, think before you speak. So anytime you're angry, I mean, take a chill pill, relax. I know you can't relax
sometimes
when you're angry.
Charlie, your blood is boiling. You just want to burst out and let the person know.
Like say something to hurt you and you feel like,
I should pay this person back.
You know, but it doesn't normally help. You normally don't even get relief out of that. Saying also, because sometimes when you're angry and you don't think before you speak, you might say hurtful things. And I have been in positions where I feel like if I thought better about this, I would have said something better. But because I was angry and I was like, there was this rush of emotions, like when you're angry, because you say things that just come out of your mouth because you're not thinking. You're just like, I'm angry. That's what matters most now.
Come out wrong.
It will come out wrong. Yeah, it will really come out wrong. So next time you're angry, think before you speak. It's very important that you do that when you are angry. So Frank, what do you think? So the next one, what do you think the next one will be?
So once you are calm, you need to express your anger. I mean, this sounds very contradicting.
No, it doesn't. I feel like sometimes when we are angry and we don't, like, right now I said, let's think before we speak.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that I'm not saying that I'm not validating your anger. I'm saying that you have the right to be angry, but at that moment, don't say anything. Just keep quiet. So that if you are calmer now and you are thinking well, you're able to source out where that anger is coming from, why you're angry, what is making you angry, and then you express it out. In that way, you don't say hurtful things. Your tone actually is different. Everything, the words that come out of your mouth is actually different. Because when you go to the pen, I'm like, oh, Frank, what you did, I was not happy about it. Maybe we're supposed to do recording or we're supposed to say something. You didn't tell me on time. And I'm like, I'm angry and I'm lashing out on you. What if I calm down and I'm like, oh, Frank, I was not happy about this. I was actually angry at you, but I'm okay now.
Yeah, because you took your time to think through before expressing your anger.
Exactly.
With a calmer tone.
Yeah. So I think that's actually also helps as well. And yeah, get some exercise.
That's what I like to do. I go for a stroll. And trust me, I think it's the most effective. Because when you are involved in a physical activity, it helps you to sort of take your mind off the situation or the the issue or the word that someone said to you that really hurt you, that triggered you to be angry.
Yeah.
So getting yourself involved in a physical activity can be one of the most effective means to manage your anger.
I've never tried that anyway. Maybe I should add that to my anger management. Like, anytime, like, mostly I would just, now I'm learning to think before I speak.
Mm.
Yeah, as I said, I am not perfect, so I am on that journey. Mm. So I think before I speak when I'm, like, angry now, and I try to be calm. Like, sometimes, because I like, my heart is racing,
boom,
like,
boom, boom.
When I'm angry, my hands shake. So when I realize that, I stop, and then I just calm down and breathe. And because I have, like, an anxiety disorder, sometimes I can just get panic attack out of that. So when I realize I am angry and what you said hurts me, I normally try, now I'm trying because it's like, it's not easy, but I try and like calm down. But never in the history of some, when you've told somebody to calm down, have they ever calmed down? Have they? Mm-hmm. No, they don't calm down. Cause so normally what I do is I just sit down quietly. Now I try and breathe. So I try and breathe in, out. I'm on that journey. I'm not perfect. I'm still on it. Like, sometimes it happens. But we are saying that's one of the ways, right? Because you, Frank, I could tell it's working for you.
It is.
Yeah.
So another technique or anger management tool that you can use is to take a timeout.
No.
Yeah, I'm sure most of you think that timeout is for kids. Of course not. It's for everybody.
Yeah.
Now, you're giving yourself short breaks during times of the day that tend to be stressful. A few moments of quiet might help you to feel better prepared to handle what's ahead without getting irritated or angry. I feel like when people are having a stressful day, like things aren't working as they planned during the day, any less thing would trigger them to be angry.
True.
So when you're in a very stressful situation or you're having a very stressful day, just take a time out. Just take like 10 minutes. Go for a walk around the office.
Yeah.
Move to a colleague's workstation. Try and engage him or her in a petty talk. It helps you to calm your nerves and then helps you to release your stress.
Yeah.
In that manner, you wouldn't be angry by the least word or least provocation.
Yeah. And also another thing is identify possible solutions. So how can you solve, I mean, what's made you angry?
Yeah.
So for instance, I came and then I met, what would make me angry? So for instance, I came and then I bought something and then my sister took it without telling me, or my brother took it without telling me.
That's a major trigger.
Like, man, I'll be so pissed because why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
You have my number, you have like my WhatsApp. You should have just said, oh, Pearl, I'm taking your this thing to you. And what would make me more angry is when I have come and I had planned around that particular thing.
Let's say you have a juice in the fridge you're planning devouring it in the evening.
In fact, I have bought cake or something to complement it. And I come and that juice is gone. It's heartbreak. Broken my heart.
World War 3. All hell will break loose.
Yeah, so like normally with these things, like, it hurts you. So how can you like even solve a problem like that? Okay, address the situation, try and calm down, address the situation, tell your brother that anytime you want to, I mean, take something that doesn't belong to you, or take something that is mine, that is in the fridge, that I've probably not said anything about. It's not that I've forgotten. Maybe I would want to take it, but I've not said anything. Try and ask me before you take it. So always identify how you can, what made you angry, and then how, if there are possible solutions. Or what do you think?
True. So you can even pick from any of the steps we've given. You thinking before you speak, you expressing your anger once you are calm.
Yeah.
You getting some exercise, you taking a time out. So just find out the most effective tool and then effectively implement it to help you curb your anger management.
Yeah.
So the sixth point is stick with statement. Now, to avoid criticizing or placing blame, which might only increase tension, use I statements to describe the problem. Be respectful and specific. So, for example, say, I'm upset that you left the table without offering to help with the dishes, instead of, you never do any housework. Pearl, you never do any housework.
That thing is painful.
Yeah, so I think you personalizing, you using I's, like, you putting yourself in the shoes and just saying that I am upset that you left the table.
Yeah.
So you are upset. So you give the person the opportunity to also say something.
Yeah.
And not pushing all the blame on the person.
Yeah.
Once you say I am expecting, the person would also feel the need to explain himself, and that will form the basis to help you calm your anger, because communication is very key.
Yeah, communication,
you just can't push the blame
important.
On some person, someone.
Yeah, because you know, often like we are eager to like push blames on people. Mm. We don't actually assess the whole anger and see, oh, maybe I also was at fault here.
Yeah.
That's how come this happened. But we are often like quick to judge. Like, human being is so typical of us. We don't even remember because we are angry and there's a rush of emotion and all the
blood
stuff.
Blood is boiling.
You know, that's why you're being self-aware is important. You always have to be self-aware. Practice self-awareness is important so that in case you are not doing something right, you now tell yourself that, nah, I messed up big time. I'm not supposed to do this. So it's important that we do all that stuff. Another thing is, don't hold a grudge.
Mm.
This day is hard, mom. It's hard.
It's hard.
It's
forgive
a very
forget.
Hard thing. But
my mom
know,
calls it forgive and forget. So like, just forgive the person, forgive.
Yeah, but forgiveness is not as we say. I feel like we should even have a whole discussion on forgiveness.
Mm.
It's very hard. Like, I mean, as being a Christian, now I'm trying to make it come as easy as it comes. Like, when you do something to me, I try and like forgive you, but it's very hard to do. It's not as easy as you're saying, oh, don't hold grudge against people, don't do this. It's really hard because sometimes what they do to you actually hurts you. It really hurts you, but you always like have to like learn to like forgive people, even though they've like said, I mean, because of the negative feelings that are like positive feelings, sort of. Sometimes, I mean, we are always bitter. We are always bitter when it comes to, I mean, with people. And then, I mean, bitterness doesn't help because it it's a whole thing. It ends up,
it puts a burden on you.
Yeah, and it ends up making you hate the person. And why are you being bitter in the first place?
Mm.
Why? The person made you angry. Okay, try and process it. It's not as easy as I'm saying. It's not as easy. We are not saying it's easy. But next time somebody like hurts you, try and, I mean, forgive them. Fashion, why?
Okay, guys. So another technique or tool you can use is to use humor to release tension.
Yeah.
Now, lightening up can help diffuse tension. So you can use humor to help you face what's making you angry and possibly any unrealistic expectations you have for how things should go. Avoid sarcasm. It can hurt feelings and make things worse.
It's so true.
It's very true.
I hate it when people do that. Like, when somebody's angry and then they are making sarcasm out of, like, I feel like knocking their heads. Because why are you making, like, why are you, like, I just hate it. I don't know.
Mm.
One of the things I hate is, like, when I'm angry or when things are happening, I'm making, they're creating a joke out of it. Like,
petty jokes, yeah.
You know, it doesn't, like, it's not even funny in the first place. So I really hate it when people do that. So try and, I mean, use humor to release tension.
Humor is very good.
Yeah, use humor. I mean, find some comedy AEB and binge watches and watch Trevor Noah, Obi and Ponsa. I mean, they are all funny guys.
I'll listen to Nkomo.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Nkomo, as somebody say. Yeah, this is one of our episodes that you think was really funny and you kept smiling all throughout the whole episode. Like, I get friends that say that, oh, I was smiling the whole time. Yeah, so listen to one of those episodes, it will help. And I mean, do anything as therapeutic as it might calm, like, and to help you as well. So another one that I see is practice relaxation skills. So I think the breathe out thing.
Breathing.
The deep breathing.
You used to do that in primary school.
Out.
In.
Out.
Ha-ha.
So practice so when you're angry, so now that's, as I said, that's what I'm trying to do now more often. When I'm angry, I try and breathe in several times. Like, it's not easy. It's a practice. You have to keep practicing, or else, I mean, so try and do that as well. Yeah, so that's very important.
So guys, the final tip is know when to seek help. Now, sometimes you might have tried all the means possible. You going first, you taking, getting some exercise, you expressing your anger whilst you are calm, you sticking with the I statements, you not holding a grudge, you using tension, but still you feel that any least provocation gets you angry, extremely angry.
Yeah.
So you should know when to seek for help.
Yeah.
And you can seek for help from a counselor or
you can actually
a family member.
Like, I know we have emotional intelligence coaches and all that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, we do. So you can see a book, and I mean a session with an emotional intelligence coach. He can help you check out what's triggering all those emotions, all those stuff. I mean, yeah. Also try, and also you can also take even emotional intelligence test online to help you see which ones you are lacking and all those things, to help you be more intelligent when it comes to your emotions and how you handle them as well. So yeah, that's ways that you can, if you have any other ways that you manage your anger to, let us know, because I mean, want to tap along. Yeah.
Yes. So it's really been an educative episode, I must say.
Yeah. And we had to keep more of this, because I remember with the imposter syndrome episode, a lot of people liked it because it was really eye-opening, and a lot of people liked that we spoke about it, and that was their first time hearing imposter syndrome as well. So I was really excited to have that feedback, and we want to do more of this in terms of self-development and other things. We don't always want to come here laughing about something when, I mean, we also need to work on ourselves. We need to, I mean, laugh and all, but yeah, we need to also work on ourselves, own personal development too. So yeah,
so guys, thank you very much for, as usual.
Why are you like so down, like I don't want to leave, but like I mean, this is where we end today's episode, and we hope that you took a lot from this episode, and let us know what you think, as usual. We need your feedback, please, guys.
All forms of feedback is allowed.
Anyway, on that note, so as usual, follow us on our various social media platform, Nkomo_Podcast_GH, Instagram, Nkomo_Podcast_GH, Nkomo_Podcast_GH, Facebook and Twitter. And
also, follow me on social media on Twitter and on Instagram at Mr. _AJ. Oh, you're confused. At _Mr_AJ on Instagram and Twitter. Slide into my DMs.
And I am Pearl Ama Amwating across all social media platforms. And follow me for actually engaging.
Oh, God.
Engaging content.
Yeah, she's engaging.
Content that will blow your mind.
Eesh.
Yeah.
Mind blowing.
And also, don't forget to also slide in the DMs if you need any social media help and tip.
Me too.
When did you become a social media? Because I am a... Don't mind. So don't forget to slide in the DM if you need any help with social media management. I got you. Yeah. So yeah, on that note,
have a blissful weekend.
Yapon.
Yapon.
Yeah. Bye-bye.